What's the name of your campaign?
Military Families Speak Out.
And are more military families joining?
There's now 18, yeah. So that's getting, basically it's getting stronger. That started with me, then Reg Keys, and since that's got another 18. Blair might think he's put blinded us, but no, we're all sick, he's lies. If he didn't think he was lying, why didn't he meet the mothers of the troops that were killed at the beginning? He said he's met them. He's a liar, he's not met anybody. And I've been to Down Street three times, and I think basically he runs out the back door every time we get in. None of the members of Parliament or government or MOD has been in contact with us since Gordon got married. The reason Gordon actually got into the army because he went to an unemployment benefit to sign on, because there's actually no jobs going, and the army recruitment officers were in. And they shouted Gordon over, and him and his pal went over, spoke to him, and says to Gordon, but you'll be able to travel, you'll be able to become a mechanic. He says, and you'll get a good pay. So Gordon thought, well, that'll do me, which he didn't even get a chance to see, because he'd only done 24 weeks training, finished that in April, got sent to Iraq in May, and was killed by the 28th of June. So how can you see the world when they put a 19-year-old boy straight into a war?
After 24 weeks
24
training?
24 weeks training. It takes 4 years to learn to be a mechanic, so how can you put a young boy like that into a war like that? And I don't think Mr Blair even goes and sees the boys back from Iraq that have tried to commit suicide and everything else, but I've seen them. And Mr Blair's not went and seen them. I don't even think he's been to see them and the boys that's injured that's in the hospitals, because you never hear that he's been to visit. He never speaks about any of the boys. Eulogist says when the boys get killed, my sympathy's with the family, which is a liar, because if the sympathy was with the families, he say why hasn't he contacted Dennis? The man stands there with a smile on his face, and it makes you sick because you know he's a two-faced cat. He's not interested in his own country, he's just interested in America and oil. As long as he's getting his pockets filled, he's quite happy.
Did you stand for Parliament?
Yeah, against Armed Force Minister Adam Lincoln.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It went really well. It went good. 15,000 votes or something off him. And I only went in 3 weeks before. Oh, he got back in.
Yeah.
So it was our next time, that.
Yeah.
So it was our next time.
Yeah.
Well, basically, my message is to Blair is stop lying, stop the killing, and bring the troops home. The only war criminals and weapons of mass destruction we have got is Blair and Bush. And I advise everybody that's against the war to join in with our demos every time we have one. And let Blair know that there's more people out here that's against it.
Do you think people power can work?
It can work, yeah. Well, as you've noticed in Edinburgh this weekend, yeah, the war movement last night, when they did the names of the dead, it can work, yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Really, just that we're going to continue with the campaign and just keep getting at Blair. We're just going to be a thorn in his side. Constant.